G'day, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Benji.
So for a start, tell us a little bit about who is Hisham and Avera, because I think a lot of people haven't heard about them.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure a lot of people would like to have heard about them, but for some reason, this has really not made headlines since these incidents occurred. Basically, the one guy is named Avera Mengistu, and he's an Ethiopian Israeli. And the other one's name is Hisham al-Sayed. He's a Bedouin Muslim Israeli. And both of them suffer from mental illnesses that I can only really describe as a layman as being similar to perhaps schizophrenia. And both of them accidentally crossed the border into Gaza, one in 2014, the other in 2015, and neither of them have been seen or heard from since.
So in other words, these guys, they both separately on different occasions, they both have mental illnesses, and they wandered into Gaza, and we could only just assume that they've been captured by Hamas.
Pretty much. Hamas have been making statements since these guys disappeared, which do suggest almost very clearly that they are being detained by Hamas. Although on the other hand, in all of these years, it's probably roughly 4 years for both of them, Hamas have never once provided a sign of life to the family of these two detainees. So, yeah, we don't really know whether they're alive or whether they aren't. We hope and pray that they are, and we would like to see them returned home.
Yeah, it's very interesting you talk about this because, you know, we had a similar thing happen with Gilad Shalit, obviously being held by Hamas as a soldier, but these guys are different because they're civilians, and they're being held clearly by Hamas. I see that even Human Rights Watch, who normally doesn't really get involved with these sorts of things, has issued a report about their fate and is talking about them a little bit as well.
That's correct. Human Rights Watch actually released a very long report, which we've actually linked or referenced in a petition that we started. And I do urge everybody that's listening to please sign our petition. We'll give you those details towards the end of the interview.
So, yeah, because you started this petition, the Human Rights Watch report. I had a look at it briefly, basically suggesting that these guys are being held. There's a particular international law for civilians and for people who have mental illnesses, and they're basically being held illegally. So pressure needs to be put on Hamas to actually release them. And you guys have put together a petition. What are you hoping to achieve with this?
We are hoping to basically ask our government to have some words with Hamas, because they do have a warm relationship from what I can tell, and to see if they can speak reason with them and ask them to please, for one, confirm what the status is of these two Israeli civilians, confirm whether they're alive or not. We hope that they are. And that they be treated in accordance with international law. They be afforded visits from humanitarian organizations, and ultimately that they be released unconditionally, as these guys are not combatants. They are civilians that were abducted.
Right, absolutely. I think that is an important call. Hamas needs to call account. If they're holding civilians illegally, and certainly people who are mentally ill, they need to be treated appropriately. Can you tell us, about the petition and what people can do? I mean, how can they be of assistance in this particular matter?
Okay, so first off, a lot of people would be doing a lot more for this if they knew about it. It was very slow to get traction in Israel itself. The families had some difficulties. I think it might have been with language and a few other things, and they struggled to raise awareness. But it's coming to the fore, and it's getting the import and attention that it deserves. For example, Benjamin Netanyahu recently addressed the UN, and he mentioned both of them in his speech. And I think the main focus now is just information sharing, and getting the word out there. We just want people to know about this. It's important. And everyone that we've spoken to so far is absolutely shocked that this is the situation, and they've never even heard about these two people. So just raising awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is crucial. So raising awareness, obviously that's what the petition is for. I think that it might be useful for people, first of all, to sign the petition and then share it. And perhaps, you know, if you have a shul, a community center, something where people can find out. I know you guys have posters and these pamphlets and that sort of thing. Maybe people can, contribute in that way as well.
Absolutely. If anybody, for example, has a large digital outreach, we'd appreciate it if they could maybe share the petition with people that they're in contact with. Or, for example, the rabbis gave us the leeway to distribute the flyers at some of the synagogues over Pesach, and I'm extremely grateful to them. We only managed about six, and we've still got quite a bit of work to do. And for if anybody is in teaching, for example, and wants to teach this information to students in their classes, I'd welcome them to contact me, any one of the above that I've mentioned, and let me know how you can assist us.
Yeah, great. I think that's a really good call. So if people want to contact you, if they want to sign the petition, how do they go about doing that?
Okay, well, I think the quickest, easiest way to access the petition would be to go onto Facebook and search for our Facebook group, which is one word, Special Needs Captives SA.
That's the hashtag.
Yes.
And I suppose if you email Avira and Hisham, free Avira and Hisham, then the petition will come up as well. Is there an email address where people can get hold of you?
Yes, there is. You can contact us on specialneedscaptives.sa@gmail.com.
specialneedscaptives.sa@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and if there's a number someone can phone you on?
Yeah, I welcome anybody to call me on my personal number. You can text me or you can phone me at Gilad, and my number is 071-359-4583.
Okay, there we go. So, yeah, guys, I think definitely a good cause is people being held by Hamas and no one even knows. So I think we do need to raise awareness. Gilad, thank you so much for the work that you're doing on this, and I hope that we can get as many people as possible to sign the petition.
Thank you, Benji. I really appreciate the opportunity to discuss it.
Great. Gilad Cohen there from the Committee to Free Hisham and Avira.